All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Okay, so Sully is going to delight us. We have a three-round CBS Sports mock. He has gone in meticulously and mined the best dozen tidbits. So you don't have to waste your time scrolling, reading, thinking. We do it for you. It's the Mock Draft Rundown. Go ahead, Mike.
Mock Draft, you feeling good about it? How high would he go in this year's draft?
Do it live!
All right, let me hear it. How are the Giants going to screw me over?
Like I said, this is the craziest mock draft I've seen yet. Started off, just going to mention this. There's no need getting into it. 1 and 2 overall, you got Kyler Murray and Nick Bosa. Seems to be pretty consensus throughout all the mock drafts.
Yes.
But let's jump ahead to number 5. It's the highest I've seen this guy mocked at all offseason. Buccaneers at number 5 overall. Devin Bush, linebacker, Michigan.
No, absolutely not. I think it's completely ridiculous. I like the player. I like him later in the first round. I think it's scheme specific. You got to make sure he's got a clean canvas to run. No, that's absolutely absurd, both positionally and for his height and weight.
Here's the sentence. Offensive line's an obvious need for the Bucs, but Bush's pre-draft workouts have seen him rocket up the draft board. Some teams even like him better than Devin White.
Okay, well.
Who went at number 4.
All right. What?
Devin White was number 4 to the Raiders. Yeah.
This is a mock draft that has number 4 linebacker, number 5 linebacker. Okay.
Correct.
Can I not do this now? Can I leave?
Well, let me delight you with the Giants
pick. I hate this mock draft already.
The Giants pick, and there's another interest. I can't wait for the second round Giants picks. Stay tuned for that. But number 6, ooh. Dwayne Haskins, quarterback, Ohio State to the Giants.
This is the best mock draft I've seen all offseason. This is tremendous. This is intrepid reporting. Look, I'll say it again to you, Mike. I don't believe the Giants are taking a quarterback. I think Dave Gettleman has a vendetta against my family and wants me miserable. I really am worried that they are not going to take a quarterback. But okay, sounds good to me.
At Lions, number 8 overall, TJ Hockenson, tight end from Iowa. We're back on this train.
Yeah, very interesting.
Tight end being mocked.
Feel like we were here 3-4 weeks ago. Look. You know my opinion of taking tight ends in the top 10. I don't do it. I think it's bad business. Now, if Hockenson is a Rob Gronkowski type guy, then it's worth it. But anything short of that, it's not. I wouldn't do it. But look, here's the other side of the coin. They've done nothing to improve offensively. Nothing. Don't sell me James or don't sell me CJ Anderson. That's not legitimate. Old Danny Amendola. So there is a vocal portion of the fan base that wants an offensive pick here. Hockenson would be the only offensive guy, so I'm not going to overrule it.
And that's kind of what they say. Of course, you have to mention the Patriots. After signing Trey Flowers and Amendola, the transformation to the Patriots Midwest continues with Hockenson, who's drawn comparisons to Rob Gronkowski.
And who once mowed Bill Belichick's lawn.
Yeah.
Therefore, Bob Quinn will take him.
Interesting enough, 2 tight ends from Iowa in the top 19. Noah Fant also going 19th to the Titans.
You know what's interesting is headed into this season, Fant, I thought, was perceived as the better prospect. And then Hockenson just exploded. But Fant is a really good player. Sorry, just a small aside there.
Couple guys that have dropped a little bit in the draft. Number 9, Bills have Quinnen Williams. 11, Jonah Williams to the Bengals. They've dropped a little bit. But
what did Quinnen Williams do wrong?
I don't know.
If Quinnen Williams falls outside of the top 5, someone's getting a steal. I love that.
All they talk about is how he's dominated the combine and workouts.
Fabulous.
So he's just falling a little bit.
Plus, when the teams offered him, hey, you can go eat anywhere you want, good salt of the earth kid. He chose IHOP. He wanted some flapjacks. Good for him.
There you go. Guy that is falling, though. I think you might be happy about this one. 14th overall to the Falcons, Rashawn Gary from Michigan.
Keep going.
The guy who we've seen as high as number 3.
A workout warrior. I don't get it. Haven't gotten it, won't ever get it. I'm not saying you don't take a kid on upside, but I'm sorry. At a certain point, you have that cross-section where production and ability have to meet. And his is way off.
Redskins at 15, DK Metcalf. kind of fallen a little bit, but right around that 10-15 range
that
still.
That breaks my heart for him to go there because it means automatically his career is over. He does not have a quarterback to throw him the ball. It is a toxic franchise, and I hate to see that happen to him. I wanted to see Metcalf go to Buffalo. I'd love to see him with Josh Allen.
That'd be great. You have Montez Sweat 16 to the Panthers.
Oh, come on.
A little low, I think.
How could Montez Sweat fall this far? But what
more,
happened?
More, well, they're just saying that reportedly has a pre-existing heart condition. It's unclear how it might affect his draft stock.
Oh, here we go again.
Mo Hurst type situation.
Here we go again. Yeah, they pick one kid out and ruin his life.
Yeah, sucks.
Oh, God. All right,
but
well, let's stay tuned.
Move the Giants at 17. Marquise Brown, wide receiver from Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Let me get this straight. We trade Odell Beckham Jr. Then we overpay for a slot receiver in Golden Tate when we already have a slot receiver in Sterling Shepard. Then we draft a deep threat speed guy who might be John Ross 2.0 coming off of a Lisfranc injury. Kill me. Honestly, may I not wake tomorrow morning? My Giants are ruining my life. Oh, my God.
Well,
no.
Again, I'm close to their second-round pick. I'm interested to get your take on that.
Oh, who?
But,
who?
Well, wait, just wait. I got to get to it.
Drew Stanton?
Well,
who'd I take?
Some of the Clemson players are starting to fall as well. Listen to this. 24, Raiders, Cleveland Farrell.
Wow.
You also have 28, Chargers, Christian Wilkins.
What?
And then you have Dexter Lawrence falling out of the first round, 33rd overall to the Cardinals. Clemson D-line's fallen in this draft.
I'll say it again. I like all three guys. I like Wilkins the least. I think Farrell for the pass rush, Dexter Lawrence for the upside is a 350-pound D-tackle. I love those guys. Productive. I don't know why they'd be falling besides what? This supplement scheme or whatever it was that Dexter...
It's sack time!
Okay, sure. No, I can't go that low. That's crazy.
And speaking of that, the can he tackle...
Oh,
continues with Greedy Williams,
fourth round.
He's 27th overall to the Raiders.
I don't get it. I don't.
We had heard about him with the possibly, you know, people wanting the Lions to take him.
In the top five.
If he goes that far, how does he get past the Steelers?
And I don't find it to be a relevant aspect to the game of being a corner in today's league about tackling.
Well, to answer your question, David, they have the Steelers taking another corner, Byron Murphy from Washington at number 20.
DeAndre Baker from Georgia.
Yeah, DeAndre Baker's 29th to the Chiefs.
What is this? Every corner I like is dog bleep now?
Two picks behind Greedy Williams.
Wow. DeAndre Baker and Greedy are my two. I'll sink or swim with those guys. I watched them play all year. I love what I see.
Well, speaking of corners, let's hop ahead to number 37 overall. Giants, the highest I've seen this guy go. Giants select cornerback Justin Lane, Michigan State.
Great. I mean, I think. Mike, there's nothing the Giants are going to do that's going to make me happy at this point. I mean, look, I think Justin's a really good player. Big corner, 6'2 kid, former wideout, knows a lot of the tricks of the trade both ways. I think Lane's a second-round pick. I do. The Giants, I don't even get small thrills anymore with them. I don't even have a team. Don't worry, David. You'll know what this feels like once Ben leaves. Yeah, you should.
Next, you have another corner from Central Michigan going number 39 overall. Sean Bunting to the Bucks.
Never heard of him.
And then N'Keal Harry falling a little bit. They have him down at 41 overall to the Broncos. And then Daniel Jones, we saw him in the top 15 at one point. Daniel Jones, quarterback from Duke, 42nd overall.
Everyone is falling in this draft. Who is rising? All of these guys they've got.
Those Devin Bush type guys are rising. You know,
wow.
TJ Hockenson is a rising type guys. And then a lot of corners as well.
What's the highest drafted corner?
Highest drafted corner, let's see here. It would be, Byron Murphy at 20.
Okay.
But then you got like another four corners from 20 to 33.
See, I make you a bet you get a corner in the top 20 somewhere. I just can't buy that.
I want to note as well, we have a few more local notes, as we mentioned with Gary and Lane and
Where's
Rashawn
Chase
Gary.
Winovich?
Chase Winovich is 51st overall to the Titans. And then they have David Long, 87th overall to the Bears.
I don't mind it with either guy.
to round up the local guys.
Don't mind it with either guy. I think both of those guys have ability. Scheme will be important. Long, no one tested him. He was a really good cover corner. I don't know why he's been so hammered in these draft mock drafts, but, you know, third-round pick, I'm fine taking David Long. Fourth round for sure. And Winovich, high-motor guy. You've always got room in your locker room for a guy like that. You make him a pass rush specialist, yeah. I'm fine with both. At least they produce, unlike their teammate, Rashawn Gary.
Yeah, and that's kind of the story of this mock draft, though, that he has fallen out of 14. We'll see if that keeps up.
That's fine. Down at that range, I have no problem. You want to take him. Top five, I think it's ludicrous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.